Bezalel Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Esrim, the 20th chapter in the Rambam, Masechas Kehillim, the Laws of Vessels, in the Sefer Torah and Book of Purity. Where in this Perek, we continue regarding the discussion of Kli Cheres, earthenware vessels, but specifically the handles in regards to fixing elements in earthenware vessels, and regarding other vessels, and regarding addendums of what's considered connected to the vessel. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the layers that are smeared onto a vessel. So Kvar Bi'an already explained in Perek Yizan Halacha Aleph, Shekol Yad HaKelim, that all the handles of vessels, shaklit tzarich lebashas tashmisha, that the vessel needs it when it's in its utility, sarei chashuv kegufa kli, so it's considered part of the vessel itself. Listami ulatami, to become tami and to make other things tami. The figure liver hatayful kli cheres habari. So if someone smears a strong earthenware vessel, im nitma kli, if the vessel becomes tami, hadei oichol no mashkna noigim betvela. So the food or the beverages that touch that smeared. That extra layer is tahor, and they're going to be pure. She'ena kli tzarich l'tefilah, because the vessel does not need that smeared on layer, which is therefore not considered as part of the vessel, and therefore not becoming tamei. Aval ha'tefilah is kli cheres hadu'ur, but if let's say someone goes and coats a shaky earthenware vessel, so the coating is considered part of the vessel because it needs it, and therefore it would be metamei as the vessel itself. If someone strengthens kervia, is a shalcheres, it's an earthenware vessel that they withdraw water from the river, from the well, hadolim b'amayim, that they draw the water with, if it's covered with leather, or beklav, with parchment, or things like that, it might if it's shaky, again, it's considered like the thing itself because it's necessary, and that's considered like the halach of yad hakelim. Halach beis hatoifel kli cheres. If someone coats an earthenware vessel, liyis mevashalbei, to cook with it. Now, even though it's intending to protect on the vessel, it shouldn't crack. Ein lechibur, that's not considered a connection because even without that extra layer, it wouldn't crack. Now, tofel kelim liyis zayfes ben. Let's say he smears vessels that he could go ahead and heat up tar in the earthenware vessel to use for tar for other vessels. Chibur, that is considered a connection because the tar gets very hot and a vessel could crack from its heat, and therefore the layering that was done is considered integral and therefore it's considered connected. Halacha gimel, chavish nikva, regarding a barrel that develops a hole. Vasal bezevis, and then it's plugged up with tar, bevats, with tin, beguffers, with sulfur, besid, with lime, with gypsum, or with gypsum. In chibur, they're not considered connected. Sharka dvam, all other things which would plug it up, chibur is considered connected. Halacha dal, devarim halachen, regarding moist things hameshuchim, which are sticky. Shetiflim behem ha-pitasin shalmayim, which they use to coat the casks of water. Kedeshali yidloif ha-kli, so that the vessel shouldn't drip. Harim kugufir shalkeli, they consider like the body of the vessel itself. Shalfila nitma ha-kli ma-viroi, that even if the vessel becomes tummy from its ear space, where certain things are not really so connected, so it's not going to come tummy from the ear space, here, even if the vessel becomes tummy from its ear space, the food items or the beverages that touch that coating are going to be tmein again because they're integral. And v'chein tefela shel taner, so to regarding the oven needs to be coated because, for example, let's say its walls are very thin or shaky. So that extra layer, harei kecheres hatana, is like the earthenware of the oven itself. V'hu, and that is sheyir ba'avei tefela tefach, that's only if the thickness of this additional coating is up until a handbreadth. Because that's what is needed for the oven. But more than a handbreadth, it's not needed for the oven. If someone touches in that which is the added-on part that's more than the thickness of a tefach, our time are going to be pure. And tefillah sakita, the part that's necessary to coat the stove, is of Yishol Shetz Bois, its thickness is 3 finger breadths. Halacha hey, chavish nikva, a barrel that develops a hole. Now it was plugged up with tar more than was necessary. So, hanagei b'tzarka, whoever touches the part that was necessary is tummy, it's going to be tummy. Over yesu b'tzarka, whoever touches what's more than necessary is not considered a part of it, and tar is going to be tar. Zeph is regarding tar, shenotval chavis, that just dripped on the barrel. So, hanagei, but whoever touches that part, where the tar is going to be tar because it's not needed for the vessel, and therefore it's not considered part of the vessel itself. Halachavav, mecham, regarding a samovar that heats up water, shetfalei, which was coated bechemer with mortar, which is very thick cement, uvacharsis, and charsis is crushed of pieces of earthenware that's kneaded with water. So it was coated with both of them. Nitma, and it becomes tamei. So on the gei b'chem, whoever touches the mortar is tamei, it's going to be tamei, because that's considered part of the samovar. Then the gei b'charsa, whoever touches the crushed up earthenware, that's going to be tar. She'en ha'charsis mechabel lekele, because the charsis doesn't really connect so much with the vessel, it just crumbles, and then it's not considered part of the vessel itself. Halacha zayin, megufa sachavis, the lid of a barrel, she'tafel betit, which was coated with clay, on it and on the barrel. So in the chibul, it's not considered connected to it because the cover of the barrel is going to be taken away. And obviously, if it wasn't coated with clay, it's not considered connected. And vimnogu mashkin tamein b'chavis, and therefore, if tummy liquids touch the barrel, the lid is not considered connected and does not become tummy. Vimnogu b'maguf, and if it touch the lid, the outside of the barrel does not become tummy. Halacha ches. Clay nechayshis she's a fossum regarding copper vessels which were tarred. So in hazefes chibur, the tar is not considered a connection because the vessel does not need the tar. Now b'vim liyain, but let's say it was made for wine, which wine actually is stored better in a tarred vessel. How does a kaguf hakeli? Then it's going to be considered as part of the vessel itself. Halacha tes botzik regarding dough she besit gadeva, there are in the cracks of a trough, which are a type of receptacle. Shanugu by sherets, which a sherets touch the dough, so it depends when. In the Pesach, if it is on the Yom Tov Pesach, hoil v'yisru chashav, since its prohibition is significant because one's not allowed to have any dough in its possession, so chaitzitz, so it's considered as a distinct thing because a person is not allowed to have it, for sure doesn't want it, so it's interposition, and if it's not considered part of the vessel, and therefore the sherets that touch the dough will not make the trough tamik, it's not considered part of the trough. Now, but the imisha you may say, if it's any other day of the year, it depends. If it's particular, but it doesn't want this dough over here, then it's not considered part of the trough, and the trough is going to be tar because it's considered a distinct item. But if it wants it over there, if anything, the dough maybe even close up the cracks. Then it's considered part of the trough, and the trough, therefore, is going to become tummy. Halacha yud, regarding strings and regarding handles, hamashichis, regarding strings, varetzuis, and straps. Shebemitbeches hasvarim, that on the cloths that cover books, veshebemitbeches hatinoikis, that which I used to cover little babies, little children. So these straps, if they're tefuris, if they're stitched onto those cloths, so chibur is considered connected. And again, has the same halach of tumah. Ukshudos, but if it's tied on, einon chibur, they're not considered connected because it's very easy to take off the knot. And the chimritsuyah shebemadah, so it's regarding the straps that are on the hoe, the shebesak, or in a sack, b'shabakupo, and a woven basket, where it has to be stitched and not knotted. But regarding the handle of the earthenware vessel, I feel a tefudas in the chibur. Then even if it's stitched, it's not going to be connected. She'in chibur l'klicharis, because there's no connection to an earthenware vessel. Halacha yiralf. Yad kurdin, the handle of a hatchet. Hayyotzi ma'achrav, that comes out from the bottom. Meaning, if someone's using a hatchet, he doesn't hold on to the bottom of the handle. Rather, he leaves a little bit of it beyond his hand. That's called hayyitzim achayrav. So, shalish etzbois, for an area of 3 finger breadths beyond his hand, that's chibur, that's considered connected, and we'll have the halacha of tumah. But vayasa shalish, it's more than 3 finger breadths, it's unnecessary, and the vayanageh b'tar, wherever touched, that's going to be tar. Yad kurdam milafanav. Now, regarding the handle of the hatchet that's in front, meaning the space between his hand and the iron, that tefach hasamach lebarzel, a handbreadth that's near the iron, that's chibur, that's considered connected because you need that space. Yosa can more than that, hanegei b'tar, whoever touched that is going to be tar because the distance that you need between the person's hand and the iron is only a tefach. More than that is unnecessary, and therefore that's not considered part and connected. Halachid beis. Shiyari, the leftovers of hapargal, which is the shaft of the compass. Tefach, again, these are all different things that are considered secondary and how much is considered necessary. So a handbreadth is what's necessary. More than that is unnecessary. Therefore, it's not considered as part of the kli itself. The yad and the handle of makeves shom mefatchei avon, that they make a hole in the inscribing the precious gems. Tefach, that handle is only considered necessary of a handbreadth. Again, more than that would not be considered as connected. Yad kornishol zahavim, regarding the handle of this tool that's used for gold, is tefchayim, is necessary the handle only for 2 tefachim. Shacharashim, they have carpenters, ishleisha, is 3 tefachim. Shiori malman habakar, the leftovers of the plow of cattle are bat tfachim samach la darvan, four hand breadths that's near the darvan, which is the iron piece at the end of this malmed, which is used to prod. And yad kurdim, and the handle of a hatchet, shechayfun beim beirodim shalayim, which they used to dig irrigation canals, that's arba tfachim, that's only connected for an area of four tfachim. V'yad kurdim shal nikash, and the handle of a hatchet used for pruning, is chamisha, is five tfachim. V'yad ben patish, and the handle of a small hammer, is chamisha, five tfachim. Shal patish, and a regular hammer, is shisha, six tfachim. And v'chein yad kurdim shal biku, so to the handle of a hatchet that's used for chopping wood, and v'shal other, and that of hoeing, is shisha, is six tfachim. Yad makeva shal satasin, the handle of the hammer that's used for those who chisel the large stones, is shisha, six tvachim. Shiyari hamadeya, and the leftovers of the goad, hasamach lacharchar, that's near the charchar shal matecha shabereisha mardeya, which is on the end that's near the darvan that we mentioned before, that's shiva tvachim, that's seven tvachim. Yad hamagrefa shal balibatim, the handle of a ladle, of a regular person, of a homeowner, shmein tefachim, it's eight tefachim, shal seyadin, and those who use it to mix lime, they are sorry that you need a bigger handle, that's ten tefachim. Now, b'chol yesal, that whatever is more than this, emnos lekam, if he wants to keep it tummy, it is going to be tummy. Now, yad kom mesham shi'ur, the handle of all those things that are used over fire, kugayin la'shapudim, like a spit, v'askalois, and the griddle, afil arukin koshin, even if the handles are very long, there's still tumim, it's going to be tummy, because you need the long handle to protect the person when he's using things over the fire, therefore it's considered integral. Halacha Gimel, makel shasu yad lekardim. Regarding a stick, that is just a regular stick, but it was temporarily made as a handle for a hatchet. So adiyu chibu l'tumah b'shas malacha. It will be considered connected for becoming tame at the time when you're doing the work with the hatchet, when you're chopping. And therefore, v'mnuga tumah b'makel. So if the tumah touches the stick, kishacharish, when he's plowing, or mevakeh, but when he's chopping with it, nit makardim, the hatchet's going to become tame. And so v'mnuga bakardim, if the hatchet gets touched, then mamak, well, the stick is going to become tummy. And v'chin ha-diyustir, which is what? Shem kishnei kelim, it's like two vessels. The word diyoi in Greek means two. And satar in Aramaic means the side, which it's like two vessels. And v'hamasma machabrin, and you have a peg that connects them. The purpose of it being li is mesach aleim, to make a loom on them. So they're going to be connected during the time when you're doing work with it, meaning not during the time of the work, it's not considered connected because they usually would take out the masma, the peg, after they finish doing the work. Now, kavoy bakayra, if it's connected to a beam, sahariza makabal tuma, meaning what the chiddush is that the yoyster is still makabal tuma, it's not considered nullified to the beam, but the beam is not considered connected to the yoyster, so if the tuma touches the beam, the yoyster is not going to become tummy. And obviously the beam itself is not going to become tummy because that's particularly it's a flat wooden vessel which is not makabel tuma. Now asa ktsas hakoyer diyuster, but let's say you made part of the beam into part of the diyuster, which is this loom. So kol shuben hakoyer letzecha diyuster, so any part of the beam that became integral to the diyuster, so that's considered chibul diyuster, that's considered connected to the diyuster. But by nagib sharka, because the rest of the beam is tar, it's going to be pure she'in kol hakoyer chibul, because not the whole beam is considered connected to the diyuster. Halacha Yudalad regarding that of a wagon and all the other related parts. A gulish nitmas, a wagon that became tummy. So hanageya, whoever touches ba'oil, which is usually translated as yoke, but it's actually this metal bar that's pulled from behind, that's behind the animal. Uva katrev, and the yoke, which is actually over the neck of the animal. Uva eitz, or some say the girsa should be ba'ayin, which actually ended sadi is actually a yud with an endanun. It's the eye, meaning it's the ring, which is made for the garments that go on the neck of the animal so that it shouldn't get injured from the katrev that we just mentioned, this yoke. Uva avos, which is this thick rope, which one end of it is connected to the wagon that's plowing and the second one to the mardeya. These elements, even when the work is being done, are going to be pure. In other words, these parts which did not touch the tummy, they don't become tummy because they're not considered connected one to the other. Now, whoever touches the sword, which is the wood from behind, which the plower holds onto it when he's doing the plowing, And uva bayrich, from the word of bayrich, of a knee. It's the bent wood, which is bends in the plowing. And uva yotzel, which is the handle of the one who's riding the plow. That's where he tilts the plow, whichever direction he wants to go to. Uva ayin shel mateches, which is a ring that's connected to the plow. Uva l'chayayim, which literally means to say the cheeks, which these are two woods that are connected in the hole of the yoke. Uvi yirayin, which is the woods that's on the side of the plow, which breaks apart the clumps of earth. These items are tame. They are considered connected, they become tame. And v'chein megeda, so to a saw. Shenitmes, if it becomes tame, sahanegeda biyadam, mekonim, mekonim, whoever touches the handles on either side are going to be tame. The reason for that is because the handles are permanent and you don't remove it when it's not work is not being done, so therefore it automatically becomes tame. Now, however, negia bachut, whoever touches the strap over mashicha and the band over ama and the wood that's stuck into the two handles along the entire length of the saw, uva snifin shala, and its addendums, which are these a small piece of wood that's put into the rope and placed onto this ama, which it stretches out the iron of the saw. Those are going to be tar. They're going to be pure. She'ine luchi b'lo, because they're not considered connected because they're detached when the work's not being done. Now, aval negeya b'mal bin shel masagot, if someone touches the frame of the large saw, which they make like this frame out of it to be able to do an easier type of cutting, that's tamei, that's going to become tamei, that's connected. Halacha tezvav continues regarding with a press and a bow. So you have this machbish shel chadash, the press of a carpenter, which the carpenter would put the bent nails into this press to straighten them out. So shenitma haremach shabah, if the spear of it became tameh, which is that's the iron that connects the two parts of the press. So hanegeya b'machbish, if someone touches the press tar, this is going to become tar, meaning that lance, that remach. Is not going to make the machbesh tummy. So to megedish in itma, if there's a drill that became tummy, and the geyah by kashtan, if tummy touches the bow, shilafufa love, which is wrapped around the tar, it's going to be tummy. Tar. She'en achibu, because it's not considered connected. Keshes shahisim mesuch, if there's a bow that was drawn out, v'achetz moshechema, and the arrow is drawn out with it, v'nitma achetz, and the arrow becomes tummy, and the geyah by yeser, if someone touches the bowstring, u'bakesh, and the bow, tar, it's going to be tar. Mesuch, when it's stretched out, it's not considered as part of the vessel. And mechem said to seisha, so too that which traps the moles. Shenit ma'achet shala, if the arrow of it became tummy, like nit ma'achet said, the trap does not become tummy. I feel like shemazuchi, when it's stretched again, these are considered distinct entities, and therefore not making one the other tummy. Now the Rambam continues regarding connections with sewing and with weaving. And mechem so too, this halacha applies maseches of nesucha. Maseches is a loom that already has the strings already wrapped around it, ready to do the weaving. Shenitmith b'shasa arik, if it became tamei when the weaving was happening. So hanegeya b'kovid elyon, if someone touches the upper beam, which there's a beam on the top and the bottom, v'hatachn, and the lower beam, uvanirin, and the heddles, which are the strings that are woven onto the poles, uvakedus, which is the comb that's used to hit on the woof thread to be able to weave them, and so to the string that's put over the purple string, meaning those that would weave argamon, they would put on it or something between them the woolen strings to protect the precious purple wool. And when they finished the weaving, then they would remove them. Or uve'ira, which these are the strings that come out from the edge of the garment, which he does not intend, the one who's weaving it, to weave these strings into the garment. So all these things are tar, they're going to be pure. All these things are not considered connected to the garment. If someone touches the essence of the loom, meaning the woof thread, which was already put into the warp thread, it just wasn't tightened yet to be considered woven. And with the warp thread that's already there between the upper and the lower beams, and it's waiting to be woven, uva kofel, and regarding the double thread on top of the argamon, which the double thread is connected to the to the urea, to the curtain which you're weaving the purple thread. Shevira gabagamut, that was put over the argaman. And regarding these threads that will ultimately be put back in, then tamei those things are tamei shakol elichim b'rin l'beikas, all these things are considered connected to the garment. Halacha tezayin. And the gebet semer, if someone touches the wool, she'al ha'ima, which is a stick that the wool that wasn't spun yet is wrapped around it, and from there is where they spin the threads. Uva ashvaya, which is the spindle that on it they would spin those that would do embroidery, and the threads of this wool is connected to the garment. Tar, those things are tar, they're not considered integral. Now, hanegeya bapika, someone touches a spool, which is a small spindle, which they wrap on it the spun thread until it becomes like a ball. So it depends. Actually, for the as long as there's still some thread on the spindle, so then, meaning it wasn't uncovered, so tame. In other words, if something tame touches the wool, so then the spindle becomes tame. Now, mishapra, but when the wood of the spindle is already revealed, so then tahar, if something tame touches the wool, then the spindle will not become tame, so to the other way, it's not considered connected anymore. Halacha yudzayin. Hachot shehashil lemachat. If the thread was put through the eye of the needle, I feel a kosher mishneid staden. Even if it's tied on two sides, the two ends of the thread were made thick knots, which they can't pass through the hole in the needle. In the chibur, it's not considered connected. And if something touches the thread, the needle does not become tamei, so to the other way around. If let's say it was put into a garment, the thread is considered connected to the garment, but the needle is not considered connected to the garment. The reason for that is because the thread is going to stay in the garment, but the needle is going to be taken out. And it's not like the whole thread is considered connected to the garment. Whatever is needed for the stitching, that's considered connected. But what's not needed for the stitching, is not considered connected. A thread that's separated from a garment, even if it's 100 amas long, kuli chibur is all considered connected because we can presume that it's going to be stitched back in, that thread that came out, back into the garment. Chevel shekosher b'cheres, or rope that's tied onto earthenware, even if it's 100 amas long, kuli chibur is all considered connected because you use it to draw the water from the pit and it's needed. Now, kosher boi chevel acha, let's say you tied onto that first rope another rope. So, min ha-kesher v'lefnim, from the knot and inwards, meaning towards the direction of the vessel of the first rope, that's chibur that's considered connected, but from the knot outward, in the chibur is not considered connected because it's very easy to untie it when you don't need to have such a long rope, so it's not considered connected. Hachevel shu kosher bakupa, regarding a rope that's attached to the basket, in the chibur it's not considered connected. We were talking about a basket that's woven from the branches of wood, which the rope comes undone sometimes and it falls off, so it's not considered connected. Only if we're stitched, then it's considered connected. And again, then we'll have the same halacha as Tumah.